Today is the deadline to sign up for health insurance and avoid a penalty under the Affordable Care Act. Insurance is available through multiple sources, from private carriers to publicly funded providers like Medicaid. But Alaska is among many states that have so far declined to expand Medicaid. And as KUAC's Dan Brosh reports, it's created a coverage gap.
The Affordable Care Act makes health insurance available to more Americans and helps many pay for it, but some low-income Alaskans are finding themselves left out.
It doesn't make rational sense. It's ludicrous, it's ironic, and it's cruel.
Hillary Houghton lives a semi-subsistence life in Fairbanks, cutting wood to keep her cabin warm and patching together a small income she says falls short of a $14,300 Affordable Care Act assistance threshold.
At that level, my premium would be covered at 100%, and my total out-of-pocket per year would be $250. And this was a sock in the gut because I had no idea what I was missing.
Medicaid could provide a safety net for Houghton, but Alaska's so far refused federal assistance to expand the program to cover people in her situation. Governor Sean Parnell has cited a lack of trust that federal subsidies will continue in already massive Medicaid expenses. A state-funded study estimated that more than 20,000 people may be in Houghton's situation. Cassie Toth, a certified Affordable Care Act application counselor at Interior Community Health in Fairbanks, won't estimate how many of those she's helped fall into the so-called donut hole.
You know, I see a lot of low-income people, and I've seen a lot of people that are falling in the subsidy range, so it's really hard to say.
Toth says the system offers little for those who don't qualify because of the income guidelines.
There's exemptions from the fine for not having health insurance. If they really wanted health insurance, they could pay full price for health insurance, but most people can't afford that.
Toth says her schedule is booked, meeting with people trying to apply for insurance before Monday's sign-up deadline, but Interior Community Health is offering an all-day enrollment event on the 31st. The Parnell administration has tasked the State Department of Health with better defining who's falling between cracks in the system, a puzzle Deputy State Director of Healthcare Policy Josh Appleby describes as complicated by the mix of insurance options and qualification requirements.
Whether it be income eligibility, whether it means that they are unregistered VA eligible, who can register and be certified by the VA for care but haven't yet, whether they are beneficiaries of the tribal health system. What you're talking about is finding individuals who have very specific cases that put them either in an eligible category or an ineligible category.
Appleby defines the system gaps as narrow and says privacy protections keep the state from examining eligibility for coverage under state offerings like the Chronic and Acute Medical Assistance, or CAMA, program for low-income disease sufferers.
That is triggered not only by income, but it's also the type of health care that's needed. And so without getting, you know, really into each individual specific situation, you have to make general assumptions.
Appleby says that's not an accurate way to analyze what's going on, adding that Affordable Care Act applications should help determine the size and circumstances of the donut hole population.
I think what we're going to find is a way to look at our data differently based on the people who came forward for the exchange and didn't fall into the Medicaid bucket and didn't get into the exchange under a subsidized plan.
Appleby says the information will enable the Parnell administration and a recently named Medicaid Reform Advisory Group to target program fixes to bring those left out under some sort of affordable coverage. That can't happen soon enough for people like Hillary Houghton.
I just can't believe how far out of the loop some of us are by virtue of our lifestyle choice, our income status, our circumstances.
Houghton, who has health problems, says she's being extra careful, knowing she can't afford an emergency room visit without some level of insurance. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.